Support for this episode comes from my company, Sticky Quotes. Sticky Quotes is a line of inspirational, fun, and quirky quotes printed onto everyone's favorite office staple, the sticky note. Sticky Quotes is all about inspiring people when they least expect it but need it most. To learn more about my company, visit www.mystickyquotes.com and let me know which quote sticks with you.
Are you ready for your dose of motivation? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Motivation Movement, a community of people just like you who want to get up, get going, and crush it in their daily lives. Here's your host, Michael Russo.
There are a million and one quotes about failure that I can share with you today. They often talk about the importance of failure. They give examples of failure leading to great success, and they even offer solutions to bounce back from failure. Now, today I will not bore you for the next 4.5 minutes on the history of failure. But failing at this point does seem inevitable, at some point in our lives. So with that said, I want to tell you how to be good at failure, how to make failure a positive experience, and how to spin it into a positive story, a positive narrative. Basically, I'm going to tell you how to fail and how to fail fast. Here's the quote that changed my whole perspective on failure. Success is going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. This was by Winston Churchill. And let me just preface this discussion by saying that you need to be realistic when approaching a new opportunity. If you don't have the time, money, passion, or skills to do something, don't do it just yet. Take a second, analyze the situation, determine how feasible the idea or goal you have is, and be honest with yourself. If the odds are severely stacked against you, there's probably another more feasible opportunity out there for you to get involved in. Now, if it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity we're talking about, an extraordinary case where, you know, the situation's probably never going to present itself again, that's a different story and not what I'm talking about here. And we can touch on that in another episode. But for now, let's get right into this. Assuming we're dealing with a seemingly good opportunity, turn bad, whether it's a relationship, a business, a job, whatever it may be, it's time to learn how to recognize failure is approaching and how to make it a positive learning experience fast. Now, let's say you're beginning to lose interest in what you're doing, situation seems a bit toxic, you're no longer learning or growing as a person or business or organization, you're physically stressed, and you're at like a never-ending plateau, it feels like. Well, that usually means it's time to fail. So again, first step, be honest with yourself. Do not let this failure drag on. You have to realize when failure is approaching. You had a feeling 18 months ago things weren't working. You still feel that way now? It's time to move on to the next. Take the time after you kill an idea or situation to evaluate what went right and what went wrong. I'm saying to look for ways to optimize your strengths, build upon your weaknesses, take advantage of opportunities you saw, and mitigate the threats that you noticed and encountered. But don't spend too much time analyzing the past situation. Only take forward with you what's relevant and applicable to the next venture. Don't carry too much baggage. So cliche, so true though. Take the failure that you just experienced and create a positive narrative about it. You're bound to be reminded of the situation you were in, and you want to be able to talk about it positively and reflect on it in a positive manner. So, an example, I always get asked what I'm going to do if Sticky Quotes isn't a success, which isn't even a thought in my mind in the first place. But the fact that as a college student with virtually no resources, that I was inspired to start my own business, successfully market it, make sales, attend trade shows, work with retailers, manufacturers, and make a difference in people's life, that's enough of a resume builder or life experience, work experience for me to move on to the next idea, job, or phase in my life. I'm proud of it either way. Being good at failure is being able to recognize it right before or right when it does happen. Being aware of the positive and negative experiences you've endured and moving on to the next idea more excited than you were for the last one. Now, that wraps it up for episode 19 of the Motivation Movement. I hope you enjoyed it, and I want you to get involved in the discussion. Go on Instagram, Twitter, hashtag the Motivation Movement, and let me know what you've learned from your past failures and how they've helped shape you in the future, how they helped you grow and develop yourself, your business, or whatever it may be. Take a minute or two, subscribe to the show, leave a rating and review. I'd love to hear what you thought, and be sure to tune in tomorrow's episode for another daily dose of inspiration and motivation.
To learn more about the Motivation Movement, head on over to themotivationmovement.net. There, you'll find more episodes, amazing content, and of course, an opportunity to join the movement yourself. But before you go, be sure to hit subscribe, and we'll talk to you in the next episode.